Do you think that social media runs our lives? Because even though we are the people that create content online, the time that we spend on consuming content is way bigger than the time that we spend on creating content. What I have found is that as I consume more of social media consumes more of me. And even though we believe that social media doesn't take any energy away of us, I feel like it drains me bit by bit. I lose the ability to focus. I lose the ability to pay attention at one specific task. And I gain this ability, this amazing ability. I become an expert at being distracted all the time. And in the last quarter of 2021, I lost my focus quite a bit. I lost the ability to pay attention at one specific task quite a bit. I gave that responsibility to social media. And therefore, I also decided to live my life 30 days social media free. And in this episode, I'll share with you my thought process and two big lessons that I have learned from living 30 days without social media. So without further ado, let's get straight into it. I started this journey with a sense of relief. As you may imagine, the first thing that I had to do was remove the applications from my phone and block the websites from my laptop. But as you may know, if you have social media on your phone or if you have like the habit of going onto social media on your laptop, one thing usually happens without you noticing. It's when you feel bored or when you feel tired, you have some automatic movements with your finger that somehow you land into social media and you didn't actively think to go onto those applications. You just ended up there because, well, I'm bored. What should I do? I'm just going to check out social media. And similarly for my laptop, I did the same thing. I used to type only IN to go onto Instagram and the website would show itself. But now, as I have blocked all these websites and removed the applications from my phone, well, they were not present, and when I typed IN or Instagram on my laptop, the only thing that I saw was a blank page, and that blank page gave me a sense of relief. That blank page didn't feel like, oh, I'm disappointed not to be able to go on social media, but I was feeling more like, ooh, nice one. It's like I dodged a bullet and I don't necessarily understand why, because the thing is, why did my finger type in 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 the first place? Why did I saw myself go onto the place where I used to have my applications in the first place? We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit. Aristotle. The goal of this experiment was to regain the ability to focus. Regain the ability to pay attention. But as Aristotle said, I am already an expert. I have already created a habit of seeking distractions, of losing focus, of losing my ability to direct my attention. What I saw myself doing, instead of spending and consuming content and spending my time on social media, what I saw myself doing is trying to find other ways to consume content when I was feeling bored or when I was feeling tired. And that ended up me going onto watching a movie while I was editing or watching a movie while I was writing and trying to do two things at the same time. So I saw myself consume a different kind of medium rather than social media, which was this entertainment world of movies and the entertainment value of creators in general. So the first 2 weeks were definitely a failure in me trying to regain my attention and regain my focus because I was trying to consume more in a different medium. And therefore, I also decided to get rid of, well, TV and Netflix and YouTube so that, well, at least I can try to be successful and reach the goal that I set out for myself. To be fair, I will not sit here and tell you that I was not tempted at all to switch on the TV, to go onto Netflix or YouTube, even though, well, on my laptop, they were all blocked, but I still have a TV and I can still use those features on the TV. I had to restrict myself from doing it. And what I found is that, what I noticed is that we have, at least I have, so many habits linked to a device. What do I do for lunch? Well, I was used to cook and eat while watching anime. What do you do when you go to the toilet? When you go for a, you know what I mean? Well, most of us, we have our phones attached to our hands as we are doing our business. What do you want to do after work if you don't feel like you want to socialize? Well, you just want to spend some time with yourself and just watch a movie and not think about anything else, right? So there are so many activities where we are linked to a device. And I think that is also my first realization in regards to social media and in regards to consuming content online, may that be on any kind of form. The problem is not social media. The problem is not that we have Netflix available to us. The problem is that we have Netflix available 24/7 to us, or we have social access to social media 24/7 to us. If you think about it, 15 years back, when you wanted to watch a movie, you had to come home, switch on the TV, and you watch a movie, or you had to go to the movies and watch a movie. But nowadays, well, we have a TV on our hands at any given point in time. If you want to watch Netflix at work, you can watch Netflix at work. Of course, you are not supposed to, but you can watch Netflix at work. And how many of us, during this time of working from home, have not done it or thought about it to switch on the TV while we're working? Because either way, we are ready. I mean, like, we are already at home, right? So I think that the problem is not social media. The problem is not the fact of having applications available to us. I think that where this loss of focus and attention comes from is that we are constantly seeking distractions and we have them available to us. Because if we didn't have these distractions, what would we do? Well, we would have to redirect our attention to working or doing the thing that we were doing, if that's not work, whatever. So we would intentionally redirect our attention to focus. And I think that is also the thing that we need to do in regards to having all this information available to us. We need to push ourselves to redirect our attention to focus and put some boundaries and put some boundaries within how we consume content online and when we should consume content online, which really begs me to the second realization that I had about FOMO, fear of missing out. After 30 days, I realized that FOMO is a self-serving prophecy. And it's a myth. And this is what I mean by that. If you constantly consume content online, it is normal that you are afraid of missing out on all the content that you consume online. But if you don't consume any content online, what are you afraid of missing out on? As I saw myself going back onto social media after 30 days, you may imagine there were some messages, there were some likes, there were some follows, unfollows, and all that stuff. After 30 days, a lot of things can happen. But the only thing that I cared about was to reply to the messages where people either wanted to connect with me or meet up with me, which essentially means the same thing, but one is online and the other one is offline. I didn't care to like the pictures of the people that I hadn't seen for 30 days. I didn't care to share videos that I hadn't shared. I didn't care to ask people, hey, what have you posted 30 days, the last 30 days on your stories? Because, quite frankly, it did not matter. And I had seen my friends at least twice over that period. And I also realized that if I wanted to know something, I just asked them directly. But most of the time, they just tell you the stories anyway. The people that you are close to, they don't share all the details, all the things that they go through throughout social media. Social media is just a medium to show either the blackness or the whiteness, the highlights or the sadness. And you don't have this gray zone. The gray zone is the zone where you link black and white together. The gray zone is the zone where you understand the person for why they got into the blackness or the whiteness. And for us, like for people to connect truly with people that they want to connect, which essentially are your friends, in terms of deep personal relationships, that is the most important thing. And people are not going to share those gray zones with everyone online, but they share them with you as a close friend within four walls. And I think that is one of the realizations that I had. What is it that you're afraid of missing out on if everything that you need to hear or know is already being told to you? Where are we going from here, Kevin? After 30 days without social media, where are you going from here? And the closest thing that I found is called digital minimalism. Cal Newport defines digital minimalism as a philosophy of technology use in which you focus your online time on a small number of carefully selected and optimized activities that strongly support things you value, and then happily miss out on everything else. Happily miss out on everything else. That is exactly how I felt during those 30 days. And that is also how I would like to continue living from here on onwards. And how I imagine this is by having certain boundaries on my daily basis. Hence, having a time limit on how long I can spend my time on social media, but also when should I use social media? From X until X. And that is really like the key to how I would like to live my life. Because obviously, for this podcast to live on, for this podcast to grow, and for me to be able to connect with you, I still need social media. And as we have established, well, connection is the only reason why I went to social media. And I would like to keep on doing that. So there will be a specific time when I'm going to be online and share either content and connect with people, because I think that's the safest way of doing it. Happily miss out on social media other than that amount of time during the day at that specific time of the day. At least that is what I think for me. And this may work for other people. This may not work for you. But I'm genuinely curious, what is the one thing that social media is hindering you to do? Let me know in the comments, and I'll talk to you soon.